Omega, yes. Okay, moving right along. But, I was thinking about this. As believers, we're supposed to walk in complete oneness with God, recognizing his majesty, God's nature, the depth of his love, his greatness. And when we give our lives to God, we don't live a compartmental, separate life. We give him our whole life. He comes to take over. God comes to take over. And we're reading, he says, I've been crucified with Christ. Think about it. I, individually, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
Yes.
In me. And in order to walk with the Lord, we gotta walk with him. We take his yoke upon us. He doesn't take our yoke, right?
Right.
You talked about us taking his yoke. And
you may think so since you're yoked to him, but you find out as your neck gets real out of joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm yoked with him.
That's sort of like chaining yourself to the bumper of the car. I'll show this car what to do.
You think about John the Baptist. John the Baptist said that I must decrease so that he might increase, right? So that right. God can increase. Mm-hmm. And you look at today's church, there's like, do I have to decrease? Crucify? Wait a second. I thought Jesus did all the dying. Do I have to, do something with myself? Yes. But as I got to thinking about, crucifixion and just, Lord dying on the cross, I think about that before Jesus was crucified outwardly, before he was able to give his life physically, he died inwardly. He had nothing of himself. There was no selfish ambition. He didn't have his own desire. His only desire was to do the will of the Father. Everything that he did was to glorify God.
He said, Satan found nothing in me.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Imagine if he had an inward, inward issues there. He could never have done what he did outwardly. And we learn in the Garden of Gethsemane that Jesus even prayed to the Father that if there was another way, if there was another way, that he didn't have to drink this cup. But you know what? He said, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. And I think about Paul himself, and again, we're talking about, I've been crucified with Christ. Obviously, he wasn't talking about a physical body. He was talking about the inner man, his soul. His inner soul, what he thinks, his thoughts, his opinions, what he wants, right, our desires, and what we feel, our emotions. And think about it. He was willing to say, it's not about me on the inside. I've been crucified with Christ. My life does not belong to me. Our life is not our own. We've been bought. We've been bought with the blood of Jesus Christ.
And so many people use their mind, their soul, but they think what they want, they feel as so. You just don't understand. I have wants and needs and desires and my personality and and the thing is Jesus took on the form of us, so he had all of our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying he just crucified them perfectly, by the way.
Yes.
Perfectly. He laid them down. Somebody says, "Well, he was just like us."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
Yeah.
We've heard this before, but obedience, then the word obedience is the word die.
Obedience.
Obedience. And there's that inner life that has to die to the selfishness of man. Because it's not about us anymore. It's totally about what the Lord has done. And remember that we're yoked with him. And then Paul goes on to say, and so because I've been crucified with Christ, because of that, now the life that I live in the body, my life now, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Living the crucified life is the way to have an abundant life. It's so crazy to think that, you hear people say, oh, if I could just do everything my way and the way I wish and I desire, that I'm going to have this perfect fulfillment. It's like, you're going to have perfect fulfillment when you're doing things God's way, not your way.
Yeah, right.
It's not about how what you think you can do or what your desires is like. Is all of that, all of those ideas, all that soulless realm, is that checked with God? You know what I'm saying? Has that been filtered through the Lord? Paul says, the life that I live, what my life consists about today. In my body, I live by faith in the Son of God. My life consists in God and God alone.
Yeah, and the thing is that we have to believe that God's plans for us is actually what we've been looking for.
Right.
That his plans are good for us. And it's so amazing when you look back, sometimes you think about your own plans. Like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
You know, his plans are good, plans to bless us and to prosper us. He's the one that created us. He's the one that sustains us. He's the one that loves us. He's the one that died for us. How come we can't just trust him with us and just die to ourselves?
Someone once said, if God was to give you one wish, your greatest desire, what would you choose? A guy says, a wise man would say, God, you choose. You choose, because God has the best in store for us. You know, he has the absolute best in store for us. And I think about, you know, even doing the will of the Father, and when Jesus says to his disciples, you know, my food, when they came to find him after he was ministering to the woman at the well, he said, my food, my sustenance, my life is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. That's what my life's all about. My life is wrapped up in the Father. And he even tells his disciples that if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That the way to abundant life is living the crucified life.
Mm-hmm. I know, you know, Rick Joyner talked about some time back, he said, two of the most powerful beings in the universe, two of the most powerful beings in the universe are trying to get us to die to ourselves.
Mm.
You know, one is God. And one is Satan.
Mm.
And of course, Satan wants you to die so you end up with him in eternal damnation. God wants us to die to ourselves so that we can be saved with him forever in eternity. And so that our enemies can hear the gospel from us and they too can be saved and be with us forever.
Mm-hmm.
In eternity.
Mm-hmm.
The question is who are you going to give your life to? Who are you going to be willing to crucify yourself for? And somebody says, well, that's not true. With Satan, take a look. Have you looked? Have you
you
watched any MSNBC who basically just films prisons now?
Yeah.
They just go from one prison to the other. It's like, we got it. You're using media trying to scare America. I said, got it.
Right.
Got it. It's like, you don't have any ideas for programming other than just, you know, filming somebody who's beating somebody up or whatever in the cells. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever saw some of the biggest movie stars are going to be prison guards.
Mm.
But yet it cost them everything. They laid it down. And the thing is, you know, which is the better route? And living a crucified. And there is nothing. Listen, when you just face it, you know, what we're talking about this Sunday, you know, you get a brand new trailer or something like that, or a car, and so many people are thinking, oh, they're all worried about it, and they're all, you know, just fussing over. They park 30,000 miles out in a parking lot, kind of sideways, you know.
Put cones on the perimeter.
Right. And they're surprised that they were noticed, you know. And they get one scratch, and you hear about forever. Hey, I don't know who that was scratched. But, you know, just get it, scratch it, and get it over with.
Get it over with.
Get it done.
Get it over with. It's so releasing and realize, just lay down your life and get it over with.
Mm.
Quit trying to protect it. I mean, look, you're a basket case. And if you don't think you're a basket case, ask those around you. They go, yeah, you're a basket case.
Yeah, you're pretty messed up.
Yeah.
You're working our last nerve. You know, you're trying to save yourself. You're like a drowning man. You know, nobody can get close to you because you start putting your hand on their head and pushing them under. And it's because you're trying to save yourself. Just go under.
Mm-hmm.
Just dive into the water. I'm telling you, you know, God has shown us literally walking underwater and being just totally fine. You know, just get in. Just get in, right?
You sure do.
Yeah. And without diving gear.
Whoa.
Right.
Without diving gear. I mean, understand this. If you were a believer, you know, that if you die, you win. I mean, you're instantly with God. And if you say you're a believer, but you're terrified of death, you got to ask the question, what do you believe in? And who do you believe in? And what do you believe?
Mm.
The whole thing is that he's overcome death. It's not about this life. And if you just, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. He's like, oh, I thought you were talking about Jesus last week. What's up now? I mean, aren't you going to go see him tomorrow? He's like,
yeah.
It's like, why are you so afraid to live this life? Is it that comfortable for you here? You must not have been living it for God. You haven't been living a crucified life. Because if you live a crucified life, just all this world is you know, it's an abrasive thing to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're not comfortable and cozy in it.
Right. We're living because now for him, because we're going to live with him forever.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we got to make it about eternity. You know, we got to think about eternity, live in eternity. And Paul said that we should be pitied more than anyone else on the face of this earth if there is not eternal life, if there's not death, life after death.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good, John. You know, just living a crucified life. And what that means is say, some people say, I can't say no to my children. It says, no, you can't say no to you.
Right. Mm.
That's what it is. If you could say no to you, it'd be easy to say no to your children, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm just getting head shaking because nobody's saying anything. I just can't say no to them. What they're really saying is, I can't say no to me. And the thing is just say no. I'll quote Barbara Bush. Is it Barbara Bush? George Herbert Bush, President George Herbert Bush's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Reagan. It was Nancy Reagan, President Reagan's wife. This is her big campaign. Just say no.
Right.
That's so profound, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a big drug problem. When they offer you a drug,
just
say no.
Just say no.
When something's offered to your flesh, just say no. And if you're abiding with God, he will empower you by his spirit to be able to walk that no out. It's amazing. Yeah. You can't do it all by yourself. But you can do it in a healthy body of believers and an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. Crucified with Christ in us, the hope of glory. We'll be right back.